Students in a Colorado school district are getting a lesson in the types of accounting scandals they saw in the news during the past year. The district north of Denver is $13 million in the red, and money the students raised for extracurricular activities also is gone. Andrea Dukakis reports from Longmont, Colorado.
At tonight's basketball game, the Longmont Trojans are trailing the Columbine Rebels by 4 points. Win or lose, it's a good distraction for the Longmont crowd. Senior Todd Earl says the crisis has left the community stunned.
My mom's keeping a scrapbook, and one of the things that's going in there is all the articles on the budget crisis, just because it doesn't happen in school districts. You know, of course, it might happen on a stock market, on Wall Street, but it doesn't happen in small-town Longmont, Colorado.
But it did happen here. These have been hard times for the school district. For Earl, who plays volleyball, acts in school plays, and is a member of the student government, the most unbelievable part of the mess is the fact that the district drained nearly $2 million from activity funds raised by the students themselves.
So that means like our drama club money was spent, our Senate money was spent. Like around school, we're like, this stinks that because of somebody's mental error in accounting that we get punished for it.
Even those who've spent the past month studying the district's books don't fully understand what happened. It seems to have been an incredible combination of accounting mishaps and judgment errors. Meanwhile, the district took out millions of dollars in state loans to cover the ever-increasing deficit, now at $13.8 million and counting. The assistant superintendent for business has been placed on administrative leave, and his finance director has resigned. Rick Sam, who's a lawyer and the board's vice president, blames himself and the rest of the board. None of them are financial experts, he says, and they didn't ask enough questions.
I've done a lot of things in my years as an attorney or serving in the armed forces. Nothing has been as frustrating as this.
Most teachers figured they'd leave for the holidays without a paycheck until at the 11th hour, the state and the district agreed to a bailout package. Still, beginning this month, teachers in the district will see their paycheck shrink by 7%. Some school programs will be cut, and administrators like Longmont High School's principal, Mary White, will be hit with an even bigger pay cut. If there's any silver lining, White says, it's that many kids now see school differently.
When something you've had all your life has been there for you, and then you run the risk of having it taken away, you don't realize until that moment how much it means to you. And I think that's where the kids are right now.
One of those kids is Rebecca Hoag, the student body president, who came to the basketball game tonight to cheer on Longmont's team. She's pretty sure there's a lesson to be learned in all this about leadership.
We definitely need to check and balance. I mean, I have vice president, secretary, and treasurer all that help me with what I need to get done, and then I help them too. So you just need people to watch over everybody.
Something that clearly didn't happen at district headquarters. As for the basketball game, Longmont loses to Columbine High School. Longmont's athletic director says there must be a sign here. After all, he says, Columbine survived a much greater tragedy. We'll be back too, he says. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Longmont, Colorado.